the Herald of Christ's Kingdom, January-February 2023. The theme of this issue is Beware of Leaven. In the beginning, leaven is used as a symbol of corruption throughout the Bible. Several cautions for the Christian are taught by its use in both Old Testament and New. The article, Beware the Leaven of the Sadducees, describes dangers of gross doctrinal error. Acting in greed, as in the error of Balaam, they perhaps exalted ritual over righteousness. Implications of the Sadducees' denial of a resurrection are elaborated. Spiritual pride and its pitfalls are described in Beware the Leaven of the Pharisees. Do we tend to look down upon others who have less understanding of Scripture, or of the times and seasons, even though they may do better at helping out others? Beware the Leaven of Herod examines the dangers of consecrated Christians becoming involved in politics. The goals of politics and of Christ are incompatible in this age. In politics there is a lust for power, nor in the church should there be a respect of persons. The typical feast and the Christian reality are compared and contrasted in the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Seven Parables suggests a parallel between the seven parables of Matthew 13 and the seven stages of the church in Revelation chapters 2 and 3, as well as in other places. Grain offerings under the law of Moses were to be unleavened. Their significance for the Corinthians early in the Gospel age and for us today are analyzed in unleavened offerings. An unleavened character describes the leavening or corrupting influences of the world, the flesh, and the devil, but also the help available from our Lord Jesus Christ. Purity is signified by the unleavened condition. That is the goal for the Christian today.